Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly clear skies today with a slight chance for showers. Daytime highs approaching 95. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight. Slight chance for showers 56. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. I have 92. Mid-90s Sunday, mid-80s Monday with a slight chance of rain showers. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 83 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Max Dutton. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The KBI is investigating a deadly officer-involved shooting in Kansas City, Kansas, early Thursday. Agents say police were responding to a domestic disturbance and say a man ran at them holding a metal object. An officer shot and killed the man. Agents say a metal spoon was found near his body. This morning, the Eisenhower Presidential Library and Museum holds a groundbreaking for a new education center in Abilene. The new 14,000-square-foot building will expand learning opportunities. No word yet on when it'll be open for visitors. U.S. senators could soon consider suspending the national gas tax. Senator Josh Hawley introduced a bill in the Senate to suspend the federal gas tax for half a year. If it's passed, it would save you roughly 18 cents per gallon on gas and 24 cents per gallon on diesel. In Wichita, I'm Max Dutton, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand. When you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You smell that? Spring. Hibernation's over. It's time to run it. Run it till the grass becomes a lawn and then hedges duck and cover. Then run it again. Steal. Get up to $50 off AK battery tool sets. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Tebow Library is pleased to share that Victoria Hober is a recipient of the 2026 Lynn Haggard Undergraduate Library Research Award and a $1,000 cash prize. This annual award is given in honor of Lynn Haggard, a retired librarian who served at FHSU for 18 years. Applicants must demonstrate sophisticated information literacy skills and excellence in undergraduate research that incorporates the use of Tebow Library resources. Hober is a senior from Waukini, majoring in psychology at FHSU. Her application showcased research for an assignment in Dr. Stephanie Weigel's neuropsychology course. El Hura, committee chair and online learning librarian Heather Van Dyne, led the group in reviewing 11 applications, ultimately selecting Hober as a standout. She said this year's applicants submitted quality applications from across multiple departments and colleges, and mentioned that it's always a privilege to be able to see the amazing things FHSU students are doing in their classes. Hober said she gained and strengthened her research skills during the project, noting that by using Tebow Library's resources, databases, and support staff, she developed more effective research strategies, improved her ability to evaluate scholarly articles, and refined the overall research process. She added that the experience enhanced the quality of her work and deepened her understanding of conducting academic research in the field of psychology. She also credited Mary Alice Wade, teaching research and assessment librarian and library liaison for the psychology department, with answering questions, offering one-on-one guidance, and pushing her to delve into resources to ensure the quality of the source material. Tebow Library was excited to host this year's El Hora reception at the newly renovated building, utilizing the W.R. and Yvonne Robbins Forum as a fitting backdrop to celebrate Hober's accomplishments with campus and community members. Hober's work is available on the FHSU Scholars Repository. HazeMed and one of its physicians are facing a $10 million lawsuit filed by the daughter of a man who died during heart surgery in 2024. According to court records, Tasha Smith's father, Stephen Richter, underwent an aortic valve replacement in October of 2024, performed by Roberto Severa of HazeMed. During the procedure, Richter was placed on a heart-lung machine, but his heart stopped and he was unable to be taken off the machine. He was later pronounced dead in the operating room. The lawsuit claims negligence by the doctor, hospital staff, and nurses, alleging multiple failures in evaluating and treating Richter's condition, including issues related to diagnosis, surgical care, communication, and use of proper procedures and equipment. Smith's attorney, Mark Schlogel, indicated the family believes the outcome should not have occurred, even given the complexity of the procedure. Attorneys representing both HazeMed and Severa have denied any wrongdoing in court filings. In a statement, HazeMed acknowledged the family's concerns and expressed sympathy, noting the hospital is committed to providing high-quality care. Due to the ongoing legal case and patient privacy, the hospital stated it cannot comment on specific allegations, but expects the legal process to provide a full and fair review. The case was filed in Johnson County, where Smith lives. A request to move the case to Ellis County was denied, and no hearing or trial date has been set. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
The 2026 Wheat Quality Council Hard Winter Wheat Tour wrapped up May 14th after scouts spent 3 days evaluating wheat conditions across Kansas. Participants traveled 6 different routes across the state, checking nearly 400 fields to get a snapshot of this year's crop ahead of the harvest. The tour estimated Kansas wheat yields at an average of 38.9 bushels per acre, with total production projected at about 218 million bushels. That estimate is slightly higher than the projection from the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, which forecast a 37 bushel per acre average and total production of around 214.6 million bushels. Even with those estimates, experts say a lot could still change before the harvest begins in the coming weeks. This year's crop has faced significant challenges from drought, freeze damage, and wheat streak mosaic virus. Tour participants noted that conditions vary dramatically from field to field. Some wheat looked strong enough to produce solid yields, while other fields showed enough stress that abandonment may be likely. Scouts said differences in rainfall, disease pressure, and soil moisture conservation created sharp contrasts across the state, highlighting how uneven the growing season has been for Kansas wheat producers. The annual tour serves several purposes beyond estimating yields. It brings together farmers, grain buyers, millers, bakers, researchers, media members, and agricultural professionals from around the world to better understand the Kansas wheat crop and strengthen the industry connections. This year's tour also included flour millers and grain industry representatives from Mexico, Panama, and Venezuela through sponsorships from U.S. Wheat Associates. Organizers say connecting international customers directly with Kansas wheat farmers remains one of the most valuable parts of the tour. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran applauded the Senate Judiciary Committee's advancement of 3 Kansas federal judicial nominees, Jeffrey Coleman, the Honorable Anthony Powell, and Tony Mativi. The nominations now move to the full Senate for confirmation to fill positions on the U.S. District Court for the District of Kansas. Jerry Moran said he is pleased the Senate Judiciary Committee has advanced the nominations for Jeffrey Coleman, Anthony Powell, and Tony Mativi. He noted their experience, dedication to serving Kansas and the country, and commitment to upholding the rule of law make them well qualified to serve as federal judges, and added that he plans to support their confirmations while encouraging colleagues to do the same. In April, Senator Moran introduced Mr. Coleman, Judge Powell, and Mr. Mativi during their nomination hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. In February, Senator Moran released a statement applauding the selection of the nominees after a lengthy process of considering many qualified candidates to fill the positions. Jeffrey Kuhlman served in private practice as a partner at Watkins Calcara Chartered in Great Bend. He was a judicial law clerk for U.S. District Court Judge Eric F. Melgren in Wichita and worked as an attorney at Hinkle Law Firm. He graduated from Kansas State University and Antonin Scalia Law School at George Mason University. The Honorable Anthony Powell served as the Kansas Solicitor General prior to his nomination to the federal bench. He was previously a judge for the 18th Judicial District, where he served Sedgwick County from 2002 until he was appointed to the Kansas Court of Appeals in 2013. His previous experience also includes time as a member of the Kansas House of Representatives at Martin and Churchill in Wichita and as a staffer for Congressman William Broomfield and Senator Bob Dole. He graduated from George Washington University and Washburn University School of Law. Tony Mativi previously served as the director of the Kansas Bureau of Investigations. Prior to that, he was an assistant U.S. attorney for Kansas, where he prosecuted a number of high-profile cases and led the U.S. Department of Justice team that convicted three Kansas militia members who plotted an attack on Somali Muslim refugees in Garden City. He's a graduate of Metropolitan State University and Washburn University School of Law. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. With a wrap-up of the Wheat Quality Council Hard Red Winter Wheat Tour, here's Gordon Clark with Kansas Wheat.
The three-day average yield for the fields that were calculated was 38.9 bushels per acre. An estimated 7 million acres of wheat were planted in the fall, and USDA estimates 5.8 million acres will be harvested this summer. What Mother Nature has in store for the wheat crop still remains to be seen, but the tour captures a moment in time for yield potential for fields across the state. The official tour projection for total production of wheat to be harvested in Kansas is 218 million bushels. This number is the average of estimated predictions from tour participants who gathered information from 394 fields across the state. Based on May 1 conditions, USDA predicted the crop to be slightly lower at 214.6 million bushels with a yield of 37 bushels per acre. These fields are still 2 to 8 weeks from harvest. A lot can happen during that time to affect final yields and production. The theme of this year's tour has been drought with some variability. Scouts encountered differences in wheat conditions across the state and parts of surrounding states. Some fields showed severe drought stress, freeze damage, and wheat streak mosaic virus, with yield potential low enough to warrant abandonment. While other fields were dry, they still appeared capable of producing respectable yields. In many cases, differences in moisture conservation, cropping history, and disease pressure created sharp contrasts from one field to the next, highlighting how uneven conditions have been throughout the 2026 growing season. U.S. Wheat Associates sponsored five participants who work in flour mills in Central and South America. These grain buyers, flour millers, and quality managers were from Mexico, Panama, and Venezuela. Connecting these consumers to Kansas wheat farmers continues to be a highlight of the tour each year.
That's Kansas Wheat's Gordon Clark with a recap of the Wheat Quality Council Hard Red Winter Wheat Tour. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
There are many times I thought, I can't do this. I mean, what parent isn't worried about? What am I not doing right? What am I not doing enough? And then I realized, wait, that's being a parent.
Don't worry about being perfect. I've had around three other mother figures in my life, but only one of them has taught me how a mother loves.
The greatest reward for me is he makes me better every day.
I would tell a family considering adopting a teenager that teenager, whoever it is, needs you, and they need what you have to offer.
Taylor's given me hope. He's our son, and that is what he will always be.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. A message brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caron on the Kansas Agriculture Network. A very summer-like end to your work week with widespread 90s expected for those high temperatures across much of Kansas, some upper 80-degree readings in the far southeast, and could even approach that century mark down to near Medicine Lodge.
Along a stalled-out frontal boundary then for tonight, some isolated to widely scattered strong to severe storms a possibility, mainly from central into eastern portions of Kansas as we head later into the night, but again fairly widely scattered in coverage. Looking ahead to the day on Saturday as a developing low-pressure system begins to approach from the south and southwest, while some late-day showers and storms developing, especially back into western and northwestern portions of Kansas, and a few of those storms could be on the strong to severe side at times. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, we'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies with high temperatures climbing up into the lower to middle 90s. We'll have our winds turning to the north and northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. For north central Kansas for this afternoon, mostly sunny skies on the hot side with high temperatures in the middle to upper 90s. Winds variable around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Into northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures reaching into the lower to middle 90s, with our winds out of the south around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Into southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, we'll see gradually decreasing clouds with high temperatures climbing up into the middle to upper 80s. Winds breezy out of the south at 15 to 25 miles per hour. For south-central Kansas, a blend of clouds and sun this afternoon, highs in the upper 90s to near 100. Winds from the southeast at 5 to 10. And for southwest Kansas, lots of sunshine this afternoon, highs in the mid to upper 90s, winds turn northeast at 10 to 15. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
You don't have to be a farmer or rancher to be a Farm Bureau member in Kansas. No matter if you live on a farm or in the city, your Farm Bureau membership is packed with value. Save on new zero-turn mowers from Grasshopper. Enjoy discounts on premium motor coach tours with Village Travel. And enjoy significant savings on medical health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Not a member? Join today at www.kfb.org.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so, as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.